Election interference. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Two words former President Trump has said often about his legal issues, and he posted them again late last night on Truth Social. After losing a round in court in New York, an appeals judge rejected a Trump attempt to postpone his first criminal trial set to start next Monday and move it out of New York.
The defense arguing the former president faces real potential prejudice as a defendant in Democratic-leaning Manhattan. The former president has pleaded not guilty to 34 felony counts, charged with falsifying business records to cover up payments to adult film star Stormy Daniels before the 2016 election.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin. Now, the former president has three other looming criminal trials. Last night, in the federal case over Trump attempts to overturn the 2020 election, special counsel Jack Smith urged the Supreme Court in a filing to reject a Trump claim that he's immune from prosecution for acts taken while president. There's a hearing on that April 25th. In 2 hours, two parents will return to court in Michigan. James and Jennifer Crumley face up to 15 years at sentencing.
The first time American parents will be held criminally responsible for a shooting carried out by their child. Both were found guilty earlier this year on four counts of involuntary manslaughter. Prosecutors say the parents gave their then 15-year-old son access to a gun and ignored warnings about his mental health.
Fox's Brooke Singman. Ethan Crumbly's in prison for life for murdering four classmates at Oxford High in 2021. President Biden's wiping out more student loan debt for more Americans after his bigger plan was blocked in court. Announcing in Wisconsin, this new plan includes canceling
up to $20,000 in runaway interest for any borrower that owes more now than when they started paying the loan.
Same old in college basketball.
They've done it again.
Connecticut repeats as national champions.
Utter domination for 2 years.
UConn beat Purdue 75-60 on TBS, the first team since Florida in 2006 and 07 to win back-to-back. America's
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Congress is back this week in a few hours. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin will testify at a Senate hearing following his phone call last night with Israel's defense minister discussing American concerns about the war in Gaza and the threat that Iran is posing in the region. And this, as Israel gets ready to carry out an operation against Hamas the U.S. has opposed.
This victory requires entering Rafah and eliminating the terrorist battalions there. This will happen. There is a date.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu laying out clear indications that his troops will enter Gaza's southernmost city of Rafah. The comments come after a surprise move over the weekend, with Israel withdrawing nearly all its forces from Gaza, leaving just one brigade with a few thousand soldiers behind.
That's Fox's Trey Yingst in Tel Aviv. Right after Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen's trip to China, Russia's foreign minister is in Beijing today for talks with Chinese leader Xi Jinping, touting their support for each other as Russia continues to battle Ukraine after invading in 2022. Japan's leader remains worried about China and is coming to America for a state visit today.
President Biden and the First Lady will welcome Japanese Prime Minister Kishida and his wife to the White House, part of an extravagant visit that includes a state dinner tomorrow night.
This visit will be a celebration of our bilateral relationship as it evolves into a global partnership that is a force for peace and prosperity.
National Security Communications Advisor John Kirby says Philippines President Ferdinand Marcos will join Kishida and President Biden Thursday for a summit aimed at countering Chinese pressure in the South China Sea. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are now down modestly the day after the Dow dropped 11 points, but the Nasdaq gained 5. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.